Pro Circuit Pulp Race Post Race Podcast. Ollie Stone, I saw your riders drive off, so you got stuck talking about it. We lost a front fender, we lost a seat, but I mean, we did. But I don't want to bring that up. But okay, I did bring it up. But hey, I thought Pierce made really well for his, you know, first time racing all year. Probably would have been the top 10 both motos. So I think that was a good job.
I think. Yeah, thanks for bringing up the negatives of the day. I'll try and bring up some positives. Okay. Yeah, things did fall off the bike today, and riders fell off bikes too.
Yep.
Yeah, so the positives, we'll move away from the negatives. No, Pierce, it's hard to jump in to a season. You know, you're a mechanic and stuff, and you can do as many laps as a test track as you want, and it doesn't replicate. The intensity doesn't replicate. And I was stood out the back today, and I watched the first two or three laps, and I was like, wow, Pierce is either going to blow up or just get stuck in. It was fast.
Yeah.
Every week, the intensity of the beginning of the race is getting faster and faster and faster. And I thought he did an awesome job.
Yeah.
I think, what is he, P9 in the first race? He was running around top 10, and like, he didn't make any mistakes in the first race. He's got to be happy. We made no changes on the bike all weekend.
Yeah.
And that's a first for PB2. So, second race, unfortunate. He crashed at the top of the hill. I can't remember, I think Vollen got by him or something like that. But rather than him get mad and lose his cool or whatever, he got straight back into the race. And that's another positive for Pierce. So, and then, the seat fell off, but we'll work on that. It won't happen again, trust me.
Braswell, I imagine you're keeping him on the rest of the year, I would think, right?
Yep. I mean, he did us a big favor when we had no of employed riders left.
Yep.
So he came on, and he improved every week. He was a 16th place guy, and then he was a 14th place guy. And last week he went 9-11 at Southwick. So this week, I think he was just outside the top 10 in the first race. But he had a massive crash, I believe, in the downhill.
It was ugly. I saw
it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it because I was out the back, but I heard. And it
cartwheel.
Was really? Yeah. Well, I think how big he is, he might have damaged the ground because he got back up and he got straight on the bike and they ripped the fender off and then he finished. I mean, it's better than pulling off and crying about it.
No, I think that was really cool that he finished. Like, he was way back and I was like, you know he's hurting, but fuck it, he keeps riding. I think that's good.
I mean, there's a lot of softies out there racing these days that will cry about it and they don't make them like they used to, but he got stuck in. So, I mean, we came all this way to race and we finished the races with and without seats.
What's the latest with Barcia? When we looking at him come back?
Back on a bike Monday.
Okay. So maybe but maybe Unadilla.
Do I want to see him back at Unadilla? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Will he be back at Unadilla? I'll let you know.
Okay. Sounds good, Ollie.
We'll see how it goes.
Hey, well, listen, I think good effort by your guys today. So thanks for this.
Thank you.